Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Voorhees. Tonight, we're starting a new and totally unique series of programs, blending nostalgia, history, and just plain great music. Every week at this time, we're going to bring you some of the magical moments that occurred during the 18 years the Bell Telephone Hour was on radio. Moments when music was made. We'll hear Michael Rabin at the age of 14 and Fritz Kreisler at 70. We'll have Nelson Eddy singing opera and George London singing folk songs. We'll even have a replay of that unforgettable evening when Fred Allen narrated Peter and the Wolf. Leonard Warren, Joseph Huffman, Helen Traube, Jose Iturbe, Lily Pons, Jussip Björling. These are only a few of the musical immortals we'll be featuring week after week on our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour. Tonight, we'll recall the voice of Ezio Pinza. Ezio first joined me on the Bell Telephone Hour in the summer of 1943, and over the next dozen years, he returned again and again to the show, singing opera, popular favorites, and, of course, South Pacific. Let's start with opera. Here's the delightful catalog aria from Mozart's Don Giovanni.
Guarda mia, il catalogo è questo, delle belle che amò il padre mio, un catalogo è lì che ho fatto io. Osservate, leggete con me, osservate, leggete con me. Italia 640, in Alemania 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna sono già 1003, 1003, 1003. Ma fra queste contadine, cameriere cittadine, qual contesse baronesse, marchesine principesse, re, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età, d'ogni forma, d'ogni età. In Italia 640, in Alemagna 231, 100 in Francia, in Turchia 91, mamma, ma in Spagna, ma in Spagna son già 1003, 1003, 1003. Contra queste contadine, cameriere, cittadine, ma contesse, baronesse, marchesine, principesse, ma ogni, ogni grado, ogni forma, ogni età, ogni forma, ogni età, ogni forma, ogni età. Nella biordo e all'usanzo il lodar la gentilezza e la bruna la costanza la bianco la dolcezza col vino la grasso a volte state la magrotta e la grande maestosa
La piccina
e ogni ormettosa, e ogni ormettosa, e ogni ormettoso delle vecchie a conquista per piacer di porle in lista la passion predominante è la gioventù principiante. Non si dica
se sia ricca, se sia brutta, se sia bella, se sia ricca, brutta, se sia bella, purché porti la gonnella. Voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete quel che fa, pur che porti la gonnella, voi sapete quel che fa, voi sapete, voi sapete quel che fa.
Before we return for more by Ezio Pinza, here's a familiar piece played by the Bell Telephone Orchestra, one of the intermezzos from Wolf Ferrari's opera, The Jewels of the Madonna. Part of the secret of Pinza's success was his ability to treat a Mozart aria or some little folk tune with equal care and love and artistry. For me, one of the most effective things Ezio ever did was a sentimental ballad called Give Me Your Hand, long before the Beatles, mind you. His singing was so relaxed and gentle, and yet you could sense the enormous vocal reserve behind it. It reminded me of a driver coasting along in third gear, but with a fourth available, if necessary. ¶¶ I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message. The Bell Telephone Orchestra plays Poem by the Czech composer Zdenko Fibich. You'll recognize the melody, I think. Rudy Valli used it for his famous hit, My Moonlight Madonna. Ezio Pinza was not only a superb artist, but a warm and sensitive man. Some of that warmth came out in an interview he did for us backstage at the Majestic Theater while he was starring in his second Broadway show, Fanny. In the interview, he tells us how he got his name, Ezio.
Well, to answer your question, I should tell you a little story which is involved, really, with my singing. My mother had 10 children, but the first 6 died at birth. I am the 7th. And probably my father thought that I would follow the other 6, you see, because he never thought what name to give me. But when he saw that I had no intention at all to die, so he thought that, well, now we have to find a name for this boy. So he asked a friend of his. This happened in Rome. My father was working in Rome in a bridge as a carpenter. And, he went to work and he asked his friend, you know, I have a son, I have to give him a name, I don't know really what name to give him. So this friend of his said to him, well, I have a brother in Florence who is studying to be a tenor. His name is Ezio. Why don't you give this name to your son? Maybe he becomes a singer. That is always, remained always fixed in the mind of my father. And he told me this story of many times, but have known my father to be a man that was capable of inventing some story just to make jokes. And I didn't know to believe it or not. But when I was about 18 years old, and I was at that time racing in the bicycle, and I was never winning anything, so my father said, listen, you better stop and go back to work here. But he heard somebody saying that after a race I would scream in the shower, you see. He said, I think he has a voice. So he said, no, I am sure he has. So he wanted me to go to make an audition, you see. And I never was enthusiastic, because I knew from the very beginning that there were celebrities like Caruso, Tito Ruffo, all these people, but were many, many, many who had never achieved anything and they were just dying of hunger. So I was not enthusiastic, but my father insisted, so we went to Bologna to a teacher, and this teacher told my father that I could never sing. So we went out, my father said to me, that man is crazy. We went to another teacher, and this teacher said, come back in 6 months and we'll see. We went back in 6 months, he took me, and this is the teacher that was my very good teacher. The name was Rutzer, and he's the one really who placed my voice rightly. So really, the reason why I am a singer today is because my father insisted, otherwise I would never thought of going to sing.
And now we return again to the singing voice of Ezio Pinza, and the dramatic aria from Verdi's Simone Boccanegra, Il Lacerato Spirito.
deserto e de martiri, pietoso il cielo di è, al fulgor degli angeli, prega Maria per me.
There were two people who frequently came to the Bell Telephone Hour broadcasts when Ezio Pinza sang with us, and after a while, I began to realize that Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein had ulterior motives. Oscar finally asked me if Ezio was flexible, if he was a good actor, if he learned quickly. The answer in each case, naturally, was a resounding yes, and they then proved it by starring him in South Pacific. Ezio continued to sing regularly on the Telephone Hour even after the show opened. As a matter of fact, he had his right to do so specifically written into his contract. No performance on the night of a broadcast. And on one particularly enchanted evening, he brought the magic of Broadway right into our studios.
One enchanted evening, you may see a stranger.
To me, That's the essence of nostalgia. I'll be back after this word from the telephone company. Donald Voorhees again. I do hope you enjoyed our memories of Ezio Pinza this evening, and that you'll join me next week at this same time when performances by another world-renowned singer, Eileen Farrell, highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.